advantage. Blagojevich agrees the funding formula is unfair, but the governor is resistant to raising income or sales taxes. The governor, meanwhile, has declared 7 Illinois counties state disaster areas. He visited an American Red Cross shelter for flood victims in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines today before taking an aerial tour of the flooded areas. The counties covered by the declaration are Cook, DuPage, DeKalb, Grundy, Kane, LaSalle, and Will. Residents in those counties are working to recover from flooding caused by record-setting rain over the weekend. The governor's office says the state disaster declaration means more state assets and personnel will be available to flooded communities. So far, the state has already provided 130,000 sandbags, along with several water pumps and boats to help with evacuations. A corrections reform advocacy group says a new study disproves the notion that it's common for prisoners to be released on parole. And the head of the state body in charge of granting parole agrees. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Director of the John Howard Association, Malcolm Young, says the data proves it's a misconception that the State Prisoner Review Board liberally releases prisoners. The board can only grant parole to criminals sentenced before 1978, as sentencing guidelines since have changed. There are less than 300 inmates still in prison who fall under those old rules, and Young says Illinois' Prisoner Review Board is not fairly applying those rules.
It's our position that basic justice is being trampled in order to keep essential non-dangerous senior citizens locked up.
The chair of the Prisoner Review Board, Jorge Montes, says he agrees with the association's finding that shows an average of 3.5% of those older prisoners are granted parole each year, a number he too considers low.
The numbers speak for themselves. The numbers don't lie.
But Montes says the board is following the law and considers every angle when deciding if a prisoner deserves to be paroled. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The John Howard Association says it's also problematic that parole cases are being considered without the benefit of a full panel. There are two open spaces on the 13-member prison review board. A former student of David Foster Wallace is remembering the novelist as a very generous instructor who befriended those who believed in the written word. The Urbana native died Friday at the age of 46 from an apparent suicide. He was best known for his short stories and the 1996 novel Infinite Jest, which brought on critical raves for analyzing America's relationship with the entertainment industry. Tim Feeney, a creative writing student of Wallace's at Illinois State University back in the late 90s, calls Infinite Jest the finest novel published in his lifetime. Feeney says his former teacher was able to articulate things that other writers wouldn't attempt and kept the reader captivated.
He just did it with, you know, a lot of brains and just a lot of humor. He was just really, really funny writer. Just you read his stuff and just the intelligence just hits you in the head. It just, and not in a way that just dominates you like some writers do. They're just really smart and they let you know it. He was really smart, but he was also taking you along with it. I think it's probably a good way to describe it.
David Foster Wallace not only taught courses at ISU, but had been at Pomona College in Southern California since 2001. He published his first novel, The Broom of the System, at the age of 24 in 1986. Wallace was also a prominent junior tennis player during his days in Urbana. Survivors include his wife and his sister and parents who still live in Urbana. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILO programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
It's 5:33, and AM 580's Mike Sola joins us with a look at weather.
Well, thanks, Tom. We are getting a little break in the cloud cover for right now, but it's just a thin area stretching from around Decatur through Champaign-Urbana. And then up across northwestern Indiana, clouds to the east of that little break, clouds to the west, and just still a little bit of very, very light precipitation on the radar generally, still in the Illinois River Valley and across the Kankakee River Valley and through southern Kankakee, northern Iroquois County. In fact, a few of the radar returns heading towards Champaign County, but if we see any precipitation at all, it would be extremely light. So no more measurable precipitation. That will allow the flooded areas to continue to maybe get back into their banks before too long. Of course, some of those rain totals over the weekend, rather impressive. Piatone, for example, had over 10 inches of rain, and Morrisonville and Christian County had over 8 inches of rain. So it was widely scattered areas that picked up heavy rain, and thus we still have flood warnings for areas across Illinois, river basins across Illinois, and in through northwestern Indiana. For Champaign-Urbana, mostly cloudy, occasional sprinkles during the evening. A clearing sky overnight, patchy fog forming, a low temperature around 47, and a northerly wind at 4 to 8 miles per hour. A sunny day tomorrow, the high temperature up to 73 with a light variable wind. A clear sky tomorrow night, another cool one, low temperature down to 47, and then the high of 77 degrees on Wednesday with a sunny sky overhead. Clear for Wednesday night, the low around 50. More sunshine on Thursday, the high temperature 78 degrees. Currently, we have 66 degrees on Friends Plaza, 65 at Willard Airport. At 5:35, I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. How are small investors reacting to the turbulent financial news of the day? Well, this morning, President Bush tried to build confidence, contrasting short-term difficulties with long-term strengths.
As policymakers, we're focused on the health of the financial system as a whole. In the short run, adjustments in the financial markets can be painful, both for the people concerned about their investments and for the